This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So we do know, guys, Ukuthi, one of the biggest triggers for suicidal thoughts amongst young folks in these days and times in relationships is actually relationships ending, yabo, rather. So we know Ukuthi it had breaky. I personally am speaking from experience. And Namisa, have you ever been heartbroken?
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like, you feel those are my chest pains.
Literally, and yay, you feel them physically too. So we all know Ukuthi heartbreak is not nice, guys, like at all. So trust me, man. Mm-hmm. Ukuthi, we sort of like understand why maybe some people would even go as far as wanting to take their life, although it is not a wise decision. It's not wise. But yeah, man, I think it's also because, Namisa, people just have a tendency of forgetting who they are when they are in a relationship. Like, outside of being a girlfriend, gaspanban, or a boyfriend, gaspanban, yabo.
And also, like, have you come across with the, even if you try to eat, but your heart is not at peace. Like, you even cry yourself to sleep. If our pillows could talk,
they would say a lot of things. Our pillows would actually say a lot of things. Yeah, man, because so you're revolving your entire world around this person. So you lose your sense of self. You start to feel worthless, for lack of a better word. And once that thing that gives you purpose is taken away, that's why you start feeling like, okay, let me just resort to suicide.
But most people, they tend to go through all of that because when you break up with them, you don't give them a reason as to why you're breaking up.
Yeah, I feel like even if you give them a reason, if you attached your entire being to that person. So joining us on the conversation, we do have, again, she's no stranger on the show, Dr. Nelly Siwezim. Hi.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
So I didn't introduce you to Namisa. Namisa, Dr. Nelly Zim. Dr. Nelly Namisa.
Hello, Doctor.
Hi, Namisa. How are you?
I'm okay. And yourself?
No, good, good. We are great. We are great, and we're very proud with the great work MET, especially, you know, around you know, this slot from Go, where you are being very realistic about what the things that people are going through. It's brilliant. You must keep up the great work.
Oh, thank you. So, what do you? So what do we mean? Must you see people lose their sense of self in relationships? Dr. Zimsambewena, as a doctor, because you have sat down with different kinds of people, and heard inkinga zabo, wena ngokucabanga kwakho, from your experience and expertise, what does it mean when umuntu loses a sense of self in relationship?
When they lose
a sense of themselves in a relationship?
You know, it means, Ukuthi, number one, they don't have a relationship with themselves. And I believe, Ukuthi, any successful relationship starts from each party having a good relationship with themselves. The problem is that we go into relationships Caesar with the expectation of what is it that we are going to receive from that relationship. Sometimes we don't even have an idea of what is it that we are going to give into that relationship. Mm-hmm. But all we care about is what is it that we are going to receive from that relationship. Yeah. We go into relationships, sing as Ukuthi siyabobani. We go into relationships seeing enough sense of purpose at all. So we kind of like expect relationships to make us and to complete us, to give us direction and to show us who we are. So, and this is where we unfortunately find ourselves losing ourselves, in a relationship. You know, there are these facts, zempilo, and principles, zempilo, esizaziyo, but we don't pay attention to them. And if we don't pay attention to them, unfortunately, it will only be at a time of a crisis where we will be forced to pay attention. One of them, for instance, is the fact that, of course, unless you are a twin or a triplet, but nakona, even then, with certain limits to, you know, certain things, umuntu uzala emhlabeni ehamba yedwa. Ufika emhlabeni uwedwa, uhamba emhlabeni uwedwa. So I think, you know, that fact on its own, maybe it's something ekufanele ukuthi sibe sibuze ukuthi what exactly does it mean for me to come to the earth alone and for me to leave the earth alone, in spite of the fact that our relationships, they are so important and we are social beings and we thrive on relating with one another. What is that aloneness, you know, that being complete, being on your own, what exactly does it mean? You know, I'll just give you another example. For instance, one of the most painful things in life is issue of losing a person through death.
Yeah.
But the fact, impilo, is the fact that impilo, yes, it is precious, but impilo is for a limited time, and it being for a limited time, the time limit when it comes, nobody knows about it. We are born into such facts, but it's not facts that esiwagcina engqondweni zethu, and then unfortunately, it is ama crises that remind us of that. So similarly, when it comes to, you know, how we find ourselves losing ourselves in relationships, it comes from the fact that we are hardly ever in touch with who we are, the complete being that you are as an individual, even before you relate to other people, because the health and the success of a relationship, any kind of relationship, will depend on your completeness as a human being while you interact and relate with others.
That's very true. I feel like that's true, because most of the time when you don't have a relationship with yourself, it's not going to go very well. You are more likely to lose yourself, which is why I think it's also so important that you have a relationship outside of the relationship.
Yeah.
Have supporting relationships. That also makes it really, that even makes the relationship more interesting, because now you can share. With, oh my gosh, okay, I went to go see my friend. This is what's happening at work. This is what's happening at school. Like, you have so much to come back and share with that very person that you are in relationship, as opposed to when you are just in relationship with them only and you sort of shut everybody else out.
Yes. No, that is very true, because now you find no other meaning in life. You know, there is no balance. There is actually a life that just does not have balance, where all you have is just this person that you are relating to. Some people will find, you know, they are so attached to, you know, their partner, to the point, I mean, they can't even relate with things, let alone other people. And that is really a disadvantage. And we need to understand, you know, in life we have what we call a wheel of life, you know. And as we look at the wheel of life, it speaks to, as we look at the wheel of life, it speaks to the different areas of our lives, you know. And of course, you know, when you look at the wheel of life, you can look at the bigger aspects of your life, your academic life, your career, your finances, your spiritual life, your mental health, etc., etc. But you can also break that down into creating a smaller wheel. For instance, a wheel around your socialization, your social life, that is your relationship with yourself, your relationship with your children, your relationship with your spouse, your relationship with extended family, because all those people, there are people around you. And the fact that kukhona umuntu oyedwa in your life does not necessarily mean now they do not matter. So even in relationships, you can actually break it down and make a smaller social circle or social relationship type of wheel, where you look at different aspects of your relationships. Now, you can be a good partner but a bad cousin. You can be a good sister but a bad mother, you know, and it affects all the people that are around you. So we really, really need to make sure that there is balance in terms of the social relationships that we have with one another, but it all boils down to everything that is happening with you and within you. You see, once you start looking for meaning outside your inner being, then you've lost it. You're never ever going to find it. And you will always find yourself looking for things or attaching yourself to things that will never give you 100% satisfaction, because in the long run, meaning concerning this life is from within. It's an inside job.
Yeah, that's very true. And also, I think, but also, I feel like this comes with growing. I think this comes with healing, because it's only when you heal and when you start to grow and become a bit mature that you realize, Ukuthi, you can't find meaning in other people. And also, Futhi, it's not their responsibility. Let me find any happiness. Happiness,
yes.
It's not other people's responsibility.
Responsibility, yes, yeah, true.
You have
it
to,
is your responsibility.
Yes, yes.
Because the other person can you know, go to the moon and back to try to make you happy. If from within you are not happy, then you cannot. Yes, it is a sign of maturity, definitely. But I believe also it's something that we can try to teach younger people at an earlier age. Because, you know, when it comes to younger people, let's take an example of children, for instance. When you are a child, it's very easy ukuthi ukhalele something and then somebody uzokunikeza because they're trying to stop you from crying. But they're not teaching you a principle about life, you know. So that is, unfortunately, where we find ourselves ukuthi, for instance, our children will want maybe to go on a play date or whatever, and if we will want to make that possible because we don't want them to feel alone, or we don't want them to feel like they don't fit in. But every now and then they actually need that experience of knowing that, you know what, I do not have to fit in everywhere. I do not have to have everything that is trending right now. I do not have to have everything. You know, for instance, as I am a parent, and sometimes when my children ask for things, I say no. Not because I don't have the means, but because I'm teaching them the principle, Yoguti, you are not going to be completed by just getting everything from out there. Sometimes you need to be content and know that, well, something is not there and there's nothing wrong with me. So basically, it comes from, that maturity comes from us learning, Ukuthi, it is not everything out there that is my fault. And it is not every negative situation out there that has to eventually be pointed back at me. If life is harsh, life is harsh. That does not mean that there's anything wrong with me. If life has failed me in one way or the other, life has failed me, but that does not make me a failure. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, yeah. Yes. That's very powerful, Dr. Zim. So we want to go to our list now, Anonymous, who sent us a voice note and hear what they have to say regarding this matter, because it's also something that we want, that you share your experience of a heartbreak. How did you deal with it? How did it feel when you were heartbroken?
Please go through the question again.
No, I'm saying we're going to go to a voice note to Anonymous, who's telling us how it felt when they were heartbroken and how
when they were
heartbroken.
Yes. All right. Let's see,
I've had a breakup before. You break up with people all the time. Well, at first, my first heartbreak really broke my heart. Yeah. I'd say it's the first time I felt betrayed by someone so close to me. So it felt very painful. But for the rest, I've gotten used to heartbreak, so it doesn't hurt that much anymore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I think that's a bit sad.
Mm-mm.
But then at the same time, I understand.
She's immune to it.
So what do you think about what Anonymous had to say?
Well, yes, I think anything that you are not familiar with, it will bring some form of shock with it. And I think that is probably why, you know, the first time was like so hard hitting, because it came unexpected. And, you know, often we go into relationships as well with the innocence that we have, failing to realize that the person that you are relating to is not yourself. Meaning, in terms of how they respond to things, in terms of how they value relationships, etc., they are not necessarily you. So often you'll find one person going with all the innocence they have and with all the love that they have, only to find ukuthi the agenda yalo munye umuntu is not like that. Sometimes it's not even a matter of agenda, but it's a matter of how they have been socialized to love, because we don't interpret love from the same way as we grow up, you know. So the total utomunye umuntu, the background yakhe says ukuthi nje, no, you know, it's not that deep, it's nothing major, you know, if I'm done, I'm done, or whatever. Or even the reasons for that matter, for people leaving relationships, for people deciding to leave you, you'll find that they are different. Some of us come into relationships with like wholeheartedly. Some people come into relationships just, you know, as a shallow type of thing. So, you know, it background, or it also plays a huge, huge role in terms of how do you relate with that rejection when it comes, or even how you navigate that process. You know, recently I have just learned, if you live with people, especially couples, you are likely to argue, you are likely to fight over one thing or the other. So, and we focus so much on us learning to love one another, but sometimes we need to learn how do we fight, how do we handle a conflict in a way that is not going to destroy any of us. How do we handle fighting in a way that is not going to, to end up us misinterpreting one another?
Yeah, that's actually true, because relationships are wholesome and they become wholesome because you experience the good as well as the bad. So we also have another message from Anonymous, and here is what they had to say.
Okay, I've got a thing. Like, since I'm a guy, I've always had a problem with rejection. Okay, I won't say I have had a problem, but I'd say that I've had to understand rejection. And as a guy, you get rejected more often than not. Like, it's one of the most common things to expect as a guy. Because you approach a female and you find yourself in a position where she does not like you. So, in handling that rejection, I generally just tell myself, dude, kulek, it's not the one. Generally, that's what I do. But it does hurt at some point where you're being rejected by someone you really, really like and you really wish you could, go far within your, you wish you had a relationship with this person and you wouldn't lose them. So it's very difficult to take that particular rejection because it makes you question a lot about yourself. And sometimes you don't know how much it affects you until very later on, when you find yourself thinking of that person and you didn't expect to actually even remember that you once approached them because you thought you're actually over that person. Sometimes I'd like to know, how do you get through something like that? Or you find yourself thinking of someone you know you can't have.
So, I love the idea that this second comment is actually from a male, because I think we tend to take for granted, rejection when it comes to men. Number one, because they tend not to express it that much about how they feel when they are rejected. And in fact, as he speaks, I'm actually thinking that when it comes to relationships, most of the time, unfortunately, it is the men who initiate relationships. So it takes a lot of guts from them. It takes a lot of courage from them. And you can imagine having someone to that courage and then the next thing you are rejected. So when it comes to men, chances are they are rejected more often than ladies, because they will try and initiate that relationship, it doesn't work out. They'll try and initiate that relationship, it doesn't work out, etc. So by the time they get to the one, they have been rejected so many times, they have to find ways and means of handling it. And most of the time, they don't even have an outlet where they are going to open up and actually say it like it is in terms of their rejection. But, in the long run, I just would like to highlight this, that we do life in good faith. Whenever we interact with people, whenever we do life. We do life in good faith, but at the end of the day, nothing is a must. I believe Uthi, that is just one of the principles that we need to hold on to, not because we feel we are not taking ourselves to a point where we're saying we do not deserve anything, but we are taking ourselves to a point of peace. So when you embrace the fact that, you know what, in the long run, there is nothing that is an absolute must in this life, then you understand that, you know what, when a person decides to go their way, well, that is what they have decided. Be at peace with that. So whenever you approach any form of adversity, any form of rejection, any form of pain with an essence of peace, it becomes so much easier to handle that and to embrace that and to accept that.
Okay. Yeah, that's very true, Doctor.
Okay. Doctor, I have a question for you.
Yes.
What solution can you recommend to someone that has a negative mindset towards themselves after they've gone through a breakup? Like, they don't see themselves being good about anything.
Yeah, like a low self-esteem.
Yes, you know, when it comes to that, it's just it's a story about themselves being told in a wrong way. I think with a person like that, what we need to teach them first and foremost is to understand the difference between their inner being and the outer world. You know, and what the role of their inner being is, what their inner being is capable of, the authority that they have in their inner being versus the influences that come from outside, et cetera, because that is exactly, that is saying that that person takes activities from outside and they bring them inside them. So basically, as a human being, you are, there is this invisible inner being in you who lives in this body, and then you are interacting with the rest of the world. So as you interact with the rest of the world, you need to understand that the inner you has the power to either give permission to things that are going to come within them or to reject them and say, you know what, I know that you are happening around me, but you do not have permission to come inside of me. So a person like that needs to understand the power of their permission, especially about their inner being. Because what happens is that they have taken something, yes, it is important, yes, the connection was great, but that person, that event or that experience does not belong to your inner self. So as you look at that adversity, at the rejection and at the pain, ask yourself, what is it about all this that I would like to open a door into my heart, to open a door into my inner being so that it comes in? And anything that does not belong to your inner being, by all means, keep it outside, no matter how important it looks to you.
Okay, Doctor. And another question again. Okay, but this is the last one. Okay. What advice can you give to a person whereby after the breakup, they don't want to eat anything? They prefer starving themselves.
They prefer?
To starve themselves.
You know, it's important to teach ourselves to respond to things. And, you know, there are a whole lot of things that happen in this life. Things that happen to us, they will happen because of our doing, or they will happen not because of our doing, whether, you know, they will either happen randomly or they will be a result of our actions. But whether an experience is random or it is because of your own doing, in the long run, you are responsible for your capacity to respond. And that person is not responding in a way that is healthy for them. They are not responding in a way that is going to work out for them in the long run. So through all our experiences, we need to know that, you know, the experience that comes your way may be harsh, but what is most important is how do you respond to it. Yes, you can give yourself time to slow down, to embrace things, but it does not mean that the world has come to an end, and it definitely does not mean that the rest of the world is that bad. I was at an event over the weekend, and a lady mentioned something very fascinating, and that was the fact that, you know what, don't go around being desperate, because not all good men have been taken. So there still are good men out
true.
There.
Yeah,
there still are good
true.
Partners out there, you know. So don't have that thing, you know, which is this is it. That is anger speaking to you. Allow the anger to fizzle down. Allow yourself to deal with that negative experience and that rejection. Forgive, analyze, and then give yourself a fresh start. So at least while you are there, know that a fresh start is coming. Don't find yourself giving up on life because of one episode.
Absolutely. I feel like I usually say this, Dr. Zimngatsi Sukhona, ukuthi, you know, if you keep saying things like, okay, all men are trash, if you keep saying things like, there are no longer any good men, if you keep saying that all men cheat, you sort of attract that because
yes.
now you believe
yes.
that. So you're going to keep attracting people that are like that. But if you believe,
exactly.
Ugutsi, there are good men, there are men who don't cheat, you will receive that.
And there is love as well, because most people tend to say there is no longer love now.
That too.
Yes. No, that's true. And when it comes to love, you are the one who needs to be an overflowing well of love. And as you are an overflowing well, you will definitely attract love. You know, there is a difference between the things that we experience and the things that we say. Our experiences can be messy, but we need to be careful that our words should not be negative. No matter what happens, you can sit in the midst of a negative experience. Let the experience be as messy as it wants. Let life be as messy as it wants, but your tongue must always give out something positive.
Absolutely. Dr. Zim, I want to go to a very last voice note that is sent by Umlaleli here. So, Asimuzu Wututin.
Yes.
Oh, hey, guys. You, a breakup I had a massive and extremely painful breakup once upon a time. And then this guy, it was my birthday, so by the time I wasn't dating anyone, so this guy approached me as like, wow, you look beautiful and everything. So we started dating. Imagine that the relationship never even lasted for 3 months for that matter. The most heartbreaking breakup ever. So this guy, and I started to visit him. We planned, like, we connected. So we had that history and chemistry together. See, grand. So this guy, the engineer, okay, I was like, had fun, we cooked and everything. Started a relationship, yeah, grand for the second month. There comes the third month. In my room, there was a knocky girl, knocked at Uindoni Nobanban. I'm not going to mention the name.
You?
I was like, Ubanban, why can't you ask him? Why? Uzakom ati a Uti boyfriend yam and then Munasegyama now and then. Nevertheless, never knew. So I went back to the guy, what's happening? Who's this girl? Actually, I guess she's my ex and she wants her back, but I don't want her. I want you. Okay, I believe the guy. Then continued. Before even the end of the week, boom, the guy, his girlfriend is pregnant. Apparently, they are dating, but the girlfriend is about to give birth, and she went home. So I'm just a replacement of the absence of girlfriend. I also have guys who have no idea. Abafana. Abafana.
You know, that must have been painful.
So, yeah,
no, basically a rebound.
Yeah, definitely. And therefore, it becomes very important that before you commit yourself to anything, do your research.
That
was painful, and unfortunately, people do that. You know, they will come to you because they are using you as a coping mechanism, basically.
Yes.
You know, but you know, before you even settle for anything, it's important to do your research. And if there are any hints of a mess, stay away.
Yeah.
Stay away rather than believing someone's lies and because gashagash as they speak, you're not believing them, you believe in yourself. You believe in what you want to hear.
Mm.
You know? And you know, most of the time Afrika I'm a sign, a corn.
Yes,
and we
true.
Ignore them.
Yeah, we
choose. The signs are often there and we ignore them. So do your research well. If there are hints of a mess, stay away. And it becomes very important as well, as we started about speaking about your personal relationship with yourself, that also includes your values as well. Know the things that you can compromise and know the things that are an absolute no-no for you and stand by those values.
Absolutely. And as you were saying that the signs are always there, I just want to I'll briefly share a personal experience. So I was also dating this one person, and like there was no like physical signs that okay, something is wrong, but because I'm a child of God, like my spirit kept saying, like I kept feeling like there's something off about this person that I couldn't really put my finger on, but that inner voice kept speaking that no, lomuntu akekho right, lomuntu yabo. Until, because I ignored it, until it actually manifested and the person actually cheated, then I started thinking, was okay, no, my inner voice was not lying to me. It was telling me that there's something wrong. But because I ignored it, it ended up happening.
Certainly. Yeah. So listen to that small voice. Listen to the small voice.
Yeah, most definitely. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Zim. It's been a pleasure.
It always is a pleasure. Thank you so much to you guys and to all the listeners of MUT. Please, guys, let's take good care of ourselves. Yes, we would like to be in great relationships. Start with the relationship with yourself.
Absolutely. And I think if you know you're emotionally unavailable, don't be in a relationship.
Take time.
Because that's also another problem. People want to be in relationships when they can't even emotionally be available to the person that they're in relationship with. So thank you so much, Doctor. We hope to chat to you soon.
Soon, definitely.
Bye.
Thank you. Have a lovely day. Bye.
As you heard it, that was Dr.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.